We are talking with Putnam County head coach Dave Cavanaugh, Putnam County in Unionville. Well, coach, let's talk about your offensive player and your defensive players. You're having things turn around there. Talk about your dream team player on defense, coach.
Okay, we're talking about Tanner Bondy, which Tanner has been a four-year starter for us at linebacker, and probably we had to force him in there as a freshman because we were, the program was really down, and he was ready to go, and had been an all-conference player sophomore year on through his senior year, and his senior year he was a unanimous choice. Not real big. Tanner's probably 5'8", probably weigh around 165 pounds, but a very determined young man, a kid that didn't back down from anybody, and there were times that he might have taken the worst of a shot, but he always got up next play and would go after it again, and just a really a super kid, and will probably graduate valedictorian of his class, and I really think that is something that's great also.
Well, a great athlete and a great student, too. That's what you like, Coach. These guys that bounce back up, that's what you want on your team.
That's exactly what you want. You know, I tell kids all the time, I said, you know, get knocked on your hind end. Everybody, it happens to everybody. I said, the thing that's important is you get back up. You may get knocked back on your hind end again, but you keep the fight in there. And, of course, in his case, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
There you go.
And very consistent, good practice player. Always worked hard at practice, getting himself ready to play, and has made a lot of honors after the season was over, and he hopes to go on and play football at the next level. And I think with his determination, I think if he gets in the right situation, I think there's a chance that he may do that.
Well, we wish him all the best. Tanner Bondy on defense. Coach, talk about Ryan Valentine on offense.
Well, Ryan was our guy that we wanted to get behind carrying the ball. He was, again, got to be where he was quite effective. I remember when we had our all conference meeting. Of course, we're going to talk about the other side here real quick. But this is something that's good about the kid: his athletic ability. We were playing a game, and the coach told me at the all conference meeting that a tackle that was going against him said, "We've got to change our block." He said, "I can't handle this guy." So they changed their blocking scheme and tried to double team him every time. But on the offensive side, if we needed 3 yards. And I'm kind of a throwback maybe to Woody Hayes, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And we needed 3 yards. We made sure that we ran behind this kid because he could block anybody around and sometimes made our running backs look maybe just a little bit better than what they really were.
Well, that's all. The running backs love that, Coach.
Yeah, they do. You know, I had a kid one time years ago that probably was one of my very best running backs that I ever had, and he was good, but he was smart. We had a kid that played tackle, and he knew that this boy was his sugar daddy, and he'd get right in behind him, and he drummed up just a lot of yards, and Ryan the same way. Ryan got to where he just handled just about anybody he came across.
Well, it's good to hear about both these guys, Tanner Bondy and Ryan Valentine. Coach, tell me about things kind of turning around. You got a great facility. Talk about the school there and what's going on.
Well, the school, of course, we're up extreme north Missouri. I say that we're about three rock throws from the Iowa line. For years, we were in the a different conference, and now we were in the Grand River because of all the schools going to 8-man and everything. So now we're a member of the Grand River Conference, and before that we were in the Tri-River Conference. And we have a pretty good tradition there. The program had really dropped off at one time. In fact, the year before I took the program, they finished the season with like 13 or 14 kids. And we've been running. We don't have high numbers, but we're usually around right now 32, 33, 34 kids. and with the potential of maybe eventually getting more than that. And we're up now. We haven't done anything really great as far as win-loss, but we're usually always right around 5 wins, and hopefully this next year we're going to be able to stretch that to another win, and our or another go to 6 or maybe more, hopefully. But we have great facilities. It's a great community, and they have some football tradition. There was a coach there that was there for 27 years, the name of Dave Mitchell, and Dave had some really outstanding teams, and we're trying to get so we can mirror some of the teams that he had.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I mean, it sounds like you're turning things around. Having low numbers is no good, but you get to a small school like you with 30, 35 players, that makes a world of difference.
It does. It does. We've never finished the season with 35. I think the most is 33, but we'll be graduating 7 seniors this year, and I think we'll probably take on a few more freshmen than that, and I think the kids that could be back next year. We'll be back. You know, I would, in the size school that we are, I like to be around that 35, 36. There's 4 of us coaches on the varsity. When you start getting over 40 kids, then you need to take on probably another coach. So, you know, to me, that 36 is an awful good number.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck in the future, and congratulations again on the Dream Team members. We're proud of them, Tanner Bondi and Ryan Valentine.
Well, thank you very much.
Putnam County Head Coach Dave Cavanaugh about his 2 Dream Team members.